Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is KSK Radio Station coming to you live from Houston, Texas, and around the world, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our motto is, we're going to tell the untold and wake up the other sleeping ones. We just want you to know that God is so good. And tonight is our night. God has blessed you with a young lady. I thank God for her. She's going to come right on and talking to you, going to bless you tremendously. Her name is Teacher Valerie Harris. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening, everyone. Again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's always a privilege and an honor, and I take it not for granted that God would allow me to come before you and speak on his behalf. So I thank you for joining in, and I pray that there be something that's said through his word that would inspire each and every one of us to even just grow closer and nearer to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight, God. We thank you, Father, for watching over us as we move throughout the day, Lord, and as we come together, Lord God, in peace, Lord God, and coming before your presence, Lord. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we come before your courts with praise, magnifying your holy and righteous name, and honoring you, Lord God, as sovereign, as holy, Lord God. Father, I pray that you would bless each and every one of us on tonight with your word, that it would be life transforming, Lord God, to us, and that would draw us even nearer to you. If there's anything that we've said or done throughout this day, anything, Lord God, that we have done that it may have been offensive to you or offensive to someone else, Lord, in thought, word, or deed, Father, I ask that you would forgive us, that we might come before you tonight, Lord God, with clean hands and a pure heart. Now, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Lord God, and visit us on tonight. Give us revelation and insight into your truth. For you said that if we would know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. I pray for liberty, Lord God, on tonight. I pray, Lord God, that you would give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and then incline our hearts to wisdom and understanding. We delight in you and in none other, Father. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I would have to say I had a peaceful day just meditating on the Lord. But today I pondered this question in my heart. And I asked God, I said, Father, if there's one thing I could give you that would please you, would that be? And I had that question throughout the day. And as we've been studying over the past 2 weeks about the year of Jubilee, and we brought on last week about the fear of the Lord, that was just a question. Because I found myself really, really wanting to please God with my life. And he took me back to Exodus 20. And so I'm going to start reading when he says, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. One thing is that we have to honor God's name and reverence who he is. And this came in what we acknowledge as the Ten Commandments that he handed Moses to give to the children of Israel after he delivered them from bondage. In the book of Matthew, there was a man that came to Jesus with a question, and he was a lawyer. He came with ulterior motives, tempting him and saying, "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Of these two commandments hang all the law." Now, if you remember and reflect back over, I would say, the past 20 years, if we would truly be honest, we can see that we have stopped seeking God's ways and started looking for what was in his hands. I remember those early days when I was really, really coming into knowing God and having a relationship with God. How I would walk into a building where when I hit the ground, there was such an anointing and presence of God. The church I was going to, the pastor was so sensitive to the Spirit. And I learned a great deal in that house because he was a man who truly loved people. And he still does. And every message exalted God. There were times when the Spirit of God would move. The lines, the altars would be full with people wanting and hungering to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And you would see people slain in the floor. That there was such a presence of the anointing and Spirit of God, that people were being healed and set free. And I remember even in a service one time where it just seemed like it was just so holy in the building that the pastor told us to take off our shoes because he felt that the ground we were standing on was holy. And then came the message that was beginning to be preached in the church about prosperity and wealth, and all we had to do was ask and God would bless us with houses and lands. All we had to do was ask and have faith. And he brought that back to me, how things had quickly changed. His ways and start teaching about what was in his hands. And then the words that we began to teach and preach, for lack of a better term, was so watered down from God's original intent. It's as if we took the reverence that we had from him, for him, the fear and the reverence and the holiness that we so esteemed him, of who he was and who we declared him to be. And we start seeing him through our own eyes and reducing him to an image of what we begin to see him as. I've heard people call him the big man in the sky, and many call him just different names. Surely he was a friend, and it was okay to sin because we've taken his grace and acknowledged it as a permission to not follow his laws. But he said obedience is better than sacrifice. And the things that we would bring to the altar were not the things that God longed for. He said that we would confess him with our lips, but he was far from our hearts. Acts 23:5 says that he tells us not to speak evil of a ruler of our people. And I had to confess that I'm guilty of judging the rulers in this land because of the things that are going on. But even Pharaoh was under God's control. The scripture says that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Even while his people were crying to for God to deliver them, and while Moses was petitioning Pharaoh to let God's people go, God hardened his heart until he was ready. because God wanted to show the world who he was. Instead of being reduced to an image that we have created in our own hearts, God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. God is not a man that we can imagine in our greatest thoughts. God is spirit, and he's greater than anything that we can ever imagine, anyone that we could ever behold. Moses was close to God. And as he drew away into the mountains to be with God, he had this cry in his heart. He said, God, show me your glory. And God told Moses, he said, Moses, no man can see my glory and live. But I will pass by. I will go ahead of you. And you can see my hind parts. And just by God passing him by, when Moses came down that mountain, it was such a light that was upon Moses that he had to hide his face because the people could not even look at him. Psalm 63:1-2 says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee, and my flesh long for thee, in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. That should be a cry of our heart for us to be hungry and thirsty for God. Even though he said we cannot put our eyes on him and live, we should still hunger and thirst for God. The Bible tells us that the angels in heaven cry, holy, holy, holy. And they cover their faces with their wings to not look upon him because he's holy. And then they wonder, God, what is man that you are so mindful of him? You made them from the dust of the earth. What is it about this creation that you deem so highly, that you watch over them, that you think about them? So tonight, I want us to take a look and examine the magnitude. And I know I can't do this justice of who God is. Psalm 19:1-7 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice go out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. this was written by David. But if you think of the boundless expanse of the universe, we could even only catch a glimpse of God's unlimited glory. The universe declares it. I was reading about the things that God created, like take a look at our sun. It's the nearest star. Beside our sun, the nearest star is 4.3 light years away. And light travels at the speed of 186,282 miles per second. That's roughly 670 million miles per hour. Now, if we would take a plane to fly to reach the sun, the sun is 93 million miles from the earth. And if we were traveling from the earth to the sun on an airplane that travels 500 miles per hour nonstop, it would take us 21 years to reach the sun. But the sun is 4.3 light years from the earth. God, if we just look at that alone, and then that's only one of the elements that God has created that would bring light to the earth and to reach the closest star by plane, it would take 51 billion years to reach the closest star. And yet this star travels to the earth in only 4.3 years. Who can fathom that God can make a light in the heavens? And when we see the light, it takes years for that light to reach us. So I was reading about the light of the stars that was released before Moses even parted the Red Sea, that the distance of that light took 670 million miles as it's traveled every hour without slowing down or ceasing to just now reach the earth. There are billions of stars in our galaxy. And this is not the only galaxy. And scientists, however, have found galaxies even still being formed because God never stopped being a creator. God is infinite. He's mighty. He's powerful. He's great. And he's greatly to be praised. The Bible says the earth is his footstool. And just as big as the galaxy is, he holds that in his hand. How can we reduce God to an image in our own minds and our own thoughts and not fear and reverence a holy God? Why would we choose for our ways to be evil? For us to treat God with such disregard and disrespect and not obey his laws. Oh, I thank him for his mercy. I thank him for Jesus. Because without him loving us so much, and sending his son to redeem us back to him, he's given us a way back. But God should be honored and reverenced with everything we say, with everything we do. When he tells us not to judge each other, because he's the judge. Things that we fight back and we disagree with one another. He said, vengeance is mine. I shall repay. God's desire is that none would perish, but that all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And what does he want? He said, I look for those who will worship me in spirit and in truth. We can only see him. We can only truly be in his presence if we worship him in spirit and in truth. When you look at the things that God have created, all forms of created life are based on cells. Cells are the building blocks of the human body, plants, animals, and every living thing. And yet the human body contains about a trillion cells. In God's wisdom, he designated these cells to perform specific tasks. They grow, they multiply, and eventually they die. In God's time, because he designated a time for us to be born, and he designated a time for us to die. And those cells are invisible to the naked eye. It's not the smallest particle known to man, because within the cell, there are molecules and elements and even structures called atoms. And then atoms are composed of protons and neutrons and electrons. And then in that small thing called an atom, in the center of it, is called a nucleus. And electrons circle around the nucleus at the speed of light. And these things are on the inside of us, the energy of us. So intricate has God created the human body. But we were formed out of the dust of the ground. Holds all things by the power of his word, according to Hebrews 1 and 3. And Colossians 1 and 17 says, in him all things he hold together. This is the creator of our universe. And he can measure it by the span of his hand. Can you imagine? As expanse as the earth is, it's his footstool. Psalms 14 and 1 says, that the fool says in his heart, there is no God. You know, as I'm saying this, in my thoughts, I'm trying to imagine how great and huge God is. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. But he said that if we thirst and we hunger for him, we will find him. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man, O God, that you are mindful of him? The Son of Man, that you care for him? Why would we choose anything else but you? Why would we lean to our own understanding when you created all things? When your desire is for us, you favored us. You want us to carry your characteristics. You put the whole earth in our care. Everywhere at one time. You're omnipresent. You know everything. Altogether, you know our thoughts. You know our rising up and our laying down. You know the very hairs, the number of hairs that are upon our heads. You know each star by name. And how could we, O God, reduce you into the image of a man? The image of a thing, when you're holy, And then, after he formed man out of the dust of the ground, he blew in him his spirit, the breath of life. You know, the scriptures tell us that Adam and Eve were naked in the garden, but they were clothed with his glory. Can you imagine them walking in the garden? If they're clothed with the glory of God, there was a light that walked when they walked. They were covered with the glory of God. Covered in his light. Covered in his power. Covered in his anointing. And the voice of God would walk with them in the garden in the cool of the day. His voice walked. And he communed with his creation. And then they listened to another voice. And ever since then, we are so swayed by other voices, going our own way, doing our own thing, without acknowledging who he really is. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Just think about it. Angels have been at God's throne for more years than we even know, and yet they still cry, holy, holy, holy. And they reverence him. They know what God can do, and he specks of dust how humanity walks this earth that he created and do not reverence him the way he should be reverenced. And he's so loving that he stretches out his arms and beckons us to come back. He so loved us that he sent his son to restore our relationship with him. If he's still creating galaxies, what makes us think that he can't create a new race of people and just wipe us all out with a single blow? He made his covenant with humanity, and he's kept his promise. And I asked him in my thoughts, God, if there was one thing that I could do to please you? What would that be? And I pray that that be a question for each and every one of us. Father, I thank you for allowing me to share what was on my heart. I thank you, Father, for allowing me to think beyond my human thoughts and to explore you and the vastness and the greatness of who you are. And I still don't believe in my heart of hearts that I have done any justice. But all I can say, Father, is I'm hungry and I'm thirsty for you. Show us, Lord. Show each of us your desires and your heart. I give you the honor. I give you glory. And I give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, indeed. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Are you there? Are you there? Teacher, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What I want to say tonight before we turn the lights on, tonight was a night. Oh, my God. As one said, you taught your lesson tonight. You taught your lesson tonight. You went to the deep. And I sit down. I said, let me see. I said, she did all of, while you being an engineer, you went all these numbers. How many million miles? How many billion? How many of this? How many of that? I said, look at these numbers. My God, my God, my God, the sun, the earth. And I said, oh, my God, not even touched, but God. My God, my God. What God did through you tonight stirred me up. It stirred me up. Let me say, Lord, what can I do? The same question. What must I do to please you more than ever before? Was my question to him. And I'm just saying constantly, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. And I thank God for that. I'm over the lives of teachers, of Valerie Harris. Perhaps somebody got a question. Want to ask you a question. All right. Amen. My God. Anybody got a statement or question want to ask the teacher? Amen. The line is open to that person. The line is open to you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. The line is open to anybody else. Do you have a question or statement, something you want to share with her, even a prayer? We want us to pray for you. She wants to pray. The line is open to you. Amen. Amen. The line is open to anyone. You got a prayer, a request, a statement, or something God bless you with when she was teaching tonight? The line is open to you. The line is open to you. Amen. Amen.
Sister Barry, I'd just like to thank you for your message on tonight. It was just so awesome.
Yes, it
and
was.
You were so into it. You couldn't do nothing really but just listen. because you have so much information to give. And then, when it was over, you were still asking him to fill you, that you were still hungry, and that you were still thirsty. My God. If we all could study and want to be that close and that intimate with God. That's why we were created. We was created to fellowship with him and we come to him and talk with him and listen for him to give us answers. He enjoys that as much as we do. So I just say thank you for opening up your staff and your mind and all to him so that you have something to give to us tonight. God bless you and God keep you. It's my prayer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? My God, my God, my God. Anybody else? Anybody else? Amen. Amen. Well, tonight's a night that God has, he's quieting a lot of people on the line tonight. It was so deep and so, it had questions that we had to answer from the spiritual aspect of what God is doing. And which he says, I hunger more. We all should hunger more to know more about our Creator. And one thing I will say, she got the numbers down. She got a lesson. One thing I will say, when we look at what God has done, we look at the every time the sun comes up, we feel the heat 9,300 miles away from the earth. The heat gets down there. I said, my God, what a God we serve. And then one thing I was studying once, and I heard someone say, the reason why God keeps doing what he's doing is because he's got to create both places. When we leave this earth and come to be with him, God is always making room for us. We're going to find whatever, how we're going to live in a mansion. And I thought about it, you know what? I saw one of the things, wow. I look at an ant. I saw ant. It's just like that. What God has for us is even bigger than Lord. And so I want to say this tonight to everybody listening on KSK Radio Station. God was profound in the teaching tonight. And that's what we talk. We want to teach, to reach, and tell the untold about Jesus Christ. And the Son of God is awesome. I turn it back over to Sister Valerie. Sister Valerie, you got the word, whatever God has put on you, I'll have to do it. Go ahead. Amen. God Almighty.
All I can do is really, really look to him,
mm-hmm.
the author and the finisher of our faith. And you know, we are living in times of uncertainty, but our times have always been uncertain. But God wants our eyes and our hearts focused on him. If we see our God as a big and mighty and holy and reverence him for who he is, second guess him, it doesn't matter what's going on around us, the turmoil or the trouble, or even people dying, or even people being born. If we embrace him as he embraces us, he says, if we draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to us. So in this time when so many are fearful, all you have to do is draw near to him. And if he draws near to us, maybe we will be illuminated.
Yes.
By his light, that we can see beyond the confines of our minds and be elevated in the spirit. Well, when we look upon him, even with our thoughts, our very words would be holy. And because he loves us so much, perhaps we'll walk out those two commandments to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind.
Yeah.
And then we love one another.
Yes, yes.
He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the Alpha. And he's the Omega. Christ Jesus, his son, the bright and the morning star. So just imagine the light from something that he created takes all those billions of years to reach us, for us to see the light of a star. He allowed the morning star to come and dwell among men to bring us hope, to give us a second chance, to allow us to see the Father through him. What a great and mighty God we serve.
Yes. Jesus.
He saw us in our worst. And he said, I want that one. We have to remain teachable and open to his loving kindness.
That's it.
Seek his face. And he said, when we seek him, we'll find him.
Amen. Well, tonight's the night that we just thank God for the benefits and the benefits and the benefits that teach our spirits were teachable tonight. Our spirits were teachable, not our flesh, but our spirits, because we had a glimpse of what God is doing. When you listen closely, one of the things, all the way back to the book of Genesis, where God began, Exodus 20, where God began to speak to Moses, and this man of God, he was in the presence of God. Just think about this, I said to myself. I said, Willie Hunter, think about this here one more time. This man went up to the mountain and talked with God. When he came back down, his presence, he'd been in God's presence. Just the glory beaming off of him caused people to turn their faces. I said, what kind of God is this? While the man was not consumed in the flesh, but God had a special in, ooh, Jesus. Oh, my God. I said, what? This, ooh, I can't even fathom what God can do when he want to do it. But I will say this to us tonight. On KESK radio station, we have sent the word out through the universe. Send it out through the universe. And God is using an opportunity. Somebody has heard us. Somebody heard what God was saying to teacher Valerie Harris. Love, forgiveness, and a second chance. How many would believe they want to give somebody a second chance? God gave us a second chance through his son, Jesus Christ. I love him so much. And I'm going to allow Sister Valerie to set us, to close us out. We got about 2 minutes left. Sister Valerie, I want to thank you for allowing me to be a part of your program tonight. You got the final words. You got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Gracious Father, I just want to close out this time of gathering, Lord, to glorify you and give you thanks and praise for who you are. To know that your son Jesus is sitting at your right hand, ever making intercession for us. Thanking you, Father, for your Holy Spirit that's dwelling amongst us, to lead us and guide us into all truth, to teach us, to guide us, to fill us, Lord God, to anoint us with your precious oil. I pray, Lord God, that if there's any sick among us, Lord, that tonight your word would heal. For Jesus was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. I apply the blood of Jesus to each and every one of us, Lord, to the nations, to our leaders, to those, Lord God, who are in leadership over us, Lord. Father, I ask that you will forgive us, Lord, for any backbiting or any talk or anything that we disagree with, Lord God, instead of lifting up our leaders, Lord, asking that you would draw them by your Spirit instead of condemning things that we don't agree with, because you created all things for your glory, Lord. And Father, I pray that as your love moves throughout this earth, through those, Lord God, who have committed and submitted our lives to you, Father, that their lives will be transformed because of the grace that you give, and that they may see you and know your love, Lord God, as we are walking epistles that walk the land, and that lift them up and stand in the gap on behalf of your creation, Lord. On behalf, Lord God, of those who are lost, those, Lord God, who are hurting. Father, I pray that you would speak life, Father, to those who are thinking about committing suicide. Father, breathe upon them tonight by your Spirit. I pray, Father, that this word will go into every household and heal and deliver.